text for this morning is verse 18b
of chapter 13 and from book of Revelation. Now let's read at this half verse. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. After sermon, we'll respond with singing hymn 19, stanzas 3 and 4. Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mark of the beast, 666, has been one of the most debated verses in the book of Revelation for years. 666 appears in the Bible 4 times in total. The first time is in the First Kings, 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14. And the second time is in 2 Chronicles chapter 9 and 13. But these two occurrences are about Solomon's annual taxes, 666 talents, 666 talents of gold. 666 is also the number of the descendants of Adonikam that returned home from Babylon exile. The fourth occurrence is in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 18. The most common way to interpret 666 is to use the Hebrew letter or the Greek letter code. It is because each Hebrew or Greek and Greek letter represents a corresponding number. In the book of Revelation, many numbers are repeated, such as 3, 4, 7, 10, and 12. And they all have a deep symbolism. So is with 6 and 7. We will look up this morning specifically by comparing 777 and sharing the number 666 in our text and see the symbolic meaning of these two sets of numbers. Therefore, I preach to you this morning under this theme. The number 66 versus 77 in Revelation. And we have 3 points to share. At the first point, the symbol of 77. At second place, the symbol of 666. And the last point, what it means to us. Now the first point, the symbol for 777. The number 777 is known as God's number, because it symbolizes significant biblical concepts. Bible mentions 777 explicitly and directly, only mentions Noah's father, Lamech. He lived a total 777 years till he died. It is not just about one man's extraordinary long life span. That number is also indicates the completion of one phase of creation before the world was flooded, which wiped out all living creatures except for Noah's family. The importance of 777 lies in the number of 3 sevenths. The number 7 appears more than 737 times in the Bible. The first occurrence is in Genesis chapter 1. God has used the number 7 from the beginning of this world. God created the world in 6 days and rested on the 7th day. In Genesis chapter 7, we see that Noah's clean animals was to bring 7 male and 7 female each into the ark. In Exodus chapter 25, the lamps on the tabernacle's lampstand were 7. The number 7 is the rule for all Old Testament festivals. Seventh day, the Sabbath, the 7th week, and the 15th week, the 7th month is the Feast of Tabernacles, 7 days of rest in the tent to commemorate the deliverance of the Jews from Egyptian slavery, the 7th year, all things cease, and the fields were not shown this year. The year of Jubilee began after the 7 Sabbath years. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 mentions the 7 qualities of the Messiah. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and intelligence. The Spirit of counsel and power. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the law, the Lord. The multiplication of 7 is also found throughout the scripture. The 77 prophecies in Daniel. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 10 prophesies that the Babylonian will be in captivity for 70 years. Proverbs chapter 6 and 16 mentions 7 things that the Lord hates. In Revelation chapter 4, in the spirit John saw that one seated on the throne in heaven and many other awesome things. And finally he saw a 4 living creatures never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and who is to come. For he created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Do you see the Father who is all-sufficient, complete, and perfect? And he is the absolute, awesome God. Therefore, the number 7 is of God, the Father. There are 7 parables in Matthew chapter 13. The parable of sower, of the tares, and mustard seed, the leaven, the treasure hidden in the field, and the merchant is searching for precious pearls, and the kingdom of heaven, which is like the fish net. In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus said 7 times to the hypocritical scribes and Pharisees, "Woe to you." John's gospel mentions the 7 miracles, turning water into wine at the wedding feast in Canaan, healing the official's son in the Capernaum, healing the paralyzed man who had been sick for 38 years in a pool of water, feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus is walking on water, healing the man born blind, raising Lazarus from the dead. To understand how sacred and honorable the number 7 is, the most profound symbol in the New Testament, God uses number 7 to refer to Sunday, the 7th day of the week. It was on a Sunday Jesus was born. It was on a Sunday he entered Jerusalem as the King of Kings and the conqueror of the dead. It was on Sunday he rose from the dead. He appeared to his disciples also on Sunday. And it was on Sunday he sent the Holy Spirit and established the church. Jesus told Peter to forgive a wrongdoer not 7 times, but 77 times. In some biblical passages, the number 7 is also associated with God's judgment. For example, the 7 bow of God's fierce anger falling to the ground. of God's warning to Israel in Leviticus chapter 26 and 18. And if despite this you will not listen to me, then I will discipline you again sevenfold for your sins. The book of Revelation is really a book of seven, because it is used 54 times. So we have seven letters to seven churches, seven candlesticks, seven stars, seven spirits, seven seals, seven eyes, seven angels with seven bows, seven trumpets, seven thunders, seven heads, seven last plagues, seven gold plates, etc. So symbolism of the number seven represents consummation, perfection, completeness, and wholeness. Why must the sacrifice to the Lord be at least 7 days old? Why be the leprous Naaman bathed in the Jordan River seven times before being cleansed? In these cases, seven indicates completeness and perfection. Likewise, those seven churches in Asia Minor that received the epistles of Jesus Christ represent all the churches, the complete number. This whole number also includes us today. The seven seals on the scroll represent the fullness of God's punishment for the perpetual inhabitants of the sinful world. Bible was initially divided into seven main parts: the law, the prophets, holy writings, the gospel, and the acts of the apostles, the general epistles, the epistle of Paul, and the book of Revelation. It indicates the absolute perfection of the Word of God. As for the seven letters to the church, the seven here shows the perfection of God's gospel message to His universal church, in which His Spirit is bringing His redemption work to fulfillment. The number seven is also symbolized the completion of Jesus' earthly ministry at crucifixion. As He completed His worldly duty, Jesus spoke in agony seven words or seven things from the cross: "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Truly I tell you, today I will be with you in paradise." "A woman, behold your son." Then He said to His disciples, "Behold your mother." "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" "I'm thirsty." It has come to pass." "Father, into your hand I commit my soul." Lord's Prayer is undoubtedly a perfect way from Christ Himself to pray. Notice that the Lord's Prayer contains seven prayers. Jesus also used seven parables to describe Himself as the way to salvation, the perfect reward for the good and faithful servant. Jesus declares that He is the bread of life, the light of the world, the door of salvation, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth, and the life, and the wine. Jesus is seven in His grace, death, suffering, and mercy. For in Him, nothing is lacking in our salvation. In terms of His sovereignty, Jesus is seven. Below Him are all creatures. In terms of His wisdom, Jesus is seven, for He knows everything and sees everything. In terms of the judgment, Jesus is seven, because He's always the absolute and just judge. In Revelation, John mentions the seven spirits of God. It refers to the Holy Spirit, God's perfect and complete spirit. This number does not imply that there are seven spirits representing God. Still, it represents the fullness of the Holy Spirit who dwells in the throne room of God. But he is said to dwell in the local church, indwelling the heart of every believer. Since the seven represents or symbolizes the completeness and perfection, therefore seven cannot indicate any of us. Instead, it can only be used for one, and it can only symbolize the triune God. It is because God, and the only one, he is seven, is complete and perfect. So based on the meaning of the number seven in the Bible, we can confidently say that 777 symbolize the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now we come to the second point, the symbol of 666. John tells us that the beast number is a man's number, is 666. As for the meaning of the 666, many different so-called spiritual interpretations or only literal interpretations are out there. But we must approach this set of numbers from within its context and the redemptive history. The number six is a number of man because a man was created on the sixth day. Therefore, 666 has a human component in it. The three sixes in 666 represents three persons. If we speak in terms of numbers with the symbolic meaning, God is seven, man is three, man is six. The man was six before sin and fell. And after the fall, he was more undoubtedly six. Man always lacks of glory, the glory of God. Six is always less than seven. The number six can indicate something incomplete or defective in the eyes of God, associated with sin and evil and with the enemies of God. Since six represents a man, it's evident that God sees man as a flawed creature. Like a man, the beast is six. Like man, it lacks the glory of God and is the enemy of God. Bible refers to this number as the beast's mark, which people receive when they follow the beast and worship it. They do this to worship their nation or their false prophets. This beast is the symbol of a worldwide political system that rules over every tribe, every town, and every nation. Why is the number six repeated three times? The Bible sometimes emphasizes an issue by repeating it three times. For example, when Isaiah saw the Lord lifted up and exalted in the temple, he heard the angel Seraphim saying, "Holy, holy, holy." Thus, the number 666 representing man in the book of Revelation is lifted to its apex. It also refers to the unholy Trinity. Satan, the beast, and the false prophet. The number 666 is the most appropriate for the unholy Trinity because before the return of Jesus Christ, Satan will strive to raise his man, the Antichrist, to be the world Messiah. He will disguise a group of demons as God, the Messiah, and the Holy Spirit, and lead people to the false Messiah. They enlist the help of deceived teachers, persecute the church, and curse God, They use all the economic, educational, political, social, and religious resources at their disposal. Here we will see how this unholy trinity, namely Satan, the beast, and false prophet, performs to confuse people. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, John introduced a great dragon and identifies itself as the serpent of old called the devil and Satan. It plays the role of the Holy Father. Still, it is the main enemy of the male child Jesus, who will rule all nations with the rod of Aaron. John then introduced the cast of Satan's caricature to fight against Christ and his saints. Then from verse 1 to 7 of our scripture reading this morning, John describes a terrible beast rising from the sea who was allowed to make a war on the believers and conquer them. The authority was given over every tribe, people, language, and nation. John says, this beast who came up out of the sea seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed. So this beast disguised himself as a lamb, standing as though he had been slain. In other words, the beast disguised itself as Jesus Christ, who was killed and then raised again. In our reading of scripture, we see many other parallels, just as Jesus is the image bearer of God, and this sea beast is the image bearer of the dragon. Just as Jesus wore many crowns, the sea beast wears many crowns. Just as the Lamb received the power of God, the throne of God, and the authority of God, so this sea beast received the same of the dragon. Just as the Lamb was raised from the dead and worshipped, this sea creature was healed from the mortal wound and worshipped. Then John describes in verse 11 another beast rising out of the earth. This beast was like a lamb on the outside. It hid the dragon inside. It was allowed to exercise the power of the first beast. It used a deceptive persuasion to practice idolatry. The second beast is called the false prophet. It played the role of the Holy Spirit in the unholy Trinity by proclaiming the worship of the first beast. Its miracles imitated the apostles' miracles to confirm their gospel proclamation. If the first beast represents the evil powers, then this second beast represents any power that aligns itself with the state and promotes counterfeit worship. The first is the powers that be, political, and the second is the religious, national church. The first one represents Rome, and second represents imperial worship. But the application of Revelation goes far beyond the context of the first century. First, the beast that comes up from the sea is propelled by the second beast that rises from the earth. Together, they claim authority over the whole world, far more than Rome ever achieved. But unfortunately, the false prophets brought a cultural compromise into the first century church in Asia Minor, and they continue to corrupt the church today. The second beast has the power to perform miracles and send fire from heaven. However, his miracles are deceptive in imitation of divine power. Therefore, this false prophet presents itself as a sheep, and there will be a lawless man following it. The goal of this second beast is deception. It uses human means to persuade the world to become the image of the first beast. People from the whole region gathered at the statue of the mission for worship in the first century. The Romans liked to use magic to attract people to join the imperial cult. But this deception went far beyond the first century. The number 66 in Revelation chapter 13 symbolizes nothing more than a false trinity, a malicious imitation of the one true God of the Trinity. This evil trinity, 666, is made up of a dragon, the beast of sea, and the earth. They want to be 77. They pretend to be 77. They want people to think they are 77, but they never were and are not 77. They are 666. They are below God and lack the glory of God. Now we come to the last point, what all that means to us. Brothers and sisters, as we approach end times, we must understand how the beast operates and what will come from his mark. First, we must use that the false gods of the number 66, the unholy trinity in Revelation chapter 13, is the ever-present danger and threat of the false teaching and the urgent need for us to know the word of God fully and to remain on alert. So when the beast demands us to put the mark on ourselves, we must not do so. Many so-called Christians will make the beast mark and reject the beautiful rewards that come from heaven. However, neither the mark of beast nor the mark made by God on the forehead of the believers is necessarily physical. These seals symbolize one's allegiance to the sealer and the fact that one's thoughts and actions are subject to the control of the sealer. So accepting the mark of the beast shows that you have no faith and have chosen the fleeting security of this world over everlasting love, embrace of the 777, true triune God. Many will be tempted to accept the beast's mark, for the beast will forbid food and other basic needs to those who do not have it. Trust in the Lord and avoid the beast's mark. Eternal rewards are what we dream of and hope for. Therefore, we must stand firm on truth and put on the righteousness of Christ. Brothers and sisters, the one true God in the Trinity is 777, the source of all goodness. The dragon and its two beasts in the false Trinity are 66. And saw the source of all evil. The Lamb has defeated the dragon, and he received all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, these beasts were fighting a losing battle. The first century Christians were not afraid of what 66 symbolized, for they knew that all antichrists were doomed before the 77 perfect and true God. And for us, it's the same today. Looking back, the Roman Empire, which deceived and persecuted the first century Christians, eventually fell. The same will be true of all other antichrists who possess the bears the beast's mark, 666. Nevertheless, brothers and sisters, we are safe because with 777, perfect true God keeping us in Christ, who can harm us? Amen.